Welcome to Tony TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis. And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Tony. You're listening to us live on the Everyday Business Show with Karen Clark. And I have to tell you, it's been one of those crazy mornings over here. I was telling TJ just before we got on the show that we had our llamas shorn this morning. And so we were up early to put the halters on them and get them set up ready in the paddock for the shearers to arrive. And unfortunately, one of the llamas, Apu Moche, he's really good. He just lies there and gets his hair cut off. And the other one, Avocado, he really plays up. So he is like a tantrum-throwing three-year-old. And so much so that we felt traumatized. The shearers felt traumatized, and there was two of them. And we decided next year at shearing time, we're going to sedate him, and that's all there is to it. So that's been my morning. Karen and I have been talking backwards and forwards this morning about something that we talked about in the show last week. And just a reminder, Karen has a wealth of business experience, and she is a certified life mastery consultant, and she can help you with so many things, and she has so many wonderful modalities that can help you become unstuck and live your best life. And so last week, we've been talking about our mental faculties. And in particular, we spoke about intuition. And this week, we wanted to speak a little bit, firstly, about my own story. So Karen wanted me to talk about my journey. And so I came from 35 years in nursing, and in January 2018, I started to think about writing a book about the healing from the traumatic events that I'd experienced in my life. I finally published the book in January 2019, and from there, I set about doing the things that you do to promote and market a book. Increasing social media, connecting with people, talking to people, etc. What essentially led from writing a book is a conversation about podcasting and live radio, which led to my first radio show. And so, I'm so sorry. Goodness gracious me, must have swallowed worms before I come on the show. So, the point I'm trying to make is that we all have a past and we all have a history. And once we start to do that healing work and become self-aware and start to understand our unique personalities and our unique things that make up us, and we become more self-aware, we start that journey of becoming the best person you can be. And it's not about your past. Your past informs what you've been through. It teaches you when you learn, but it doesn't inform your future. And it doesn't even inform tomorrow, because the past is done, dusted, and gone. And yes, you may need to work on elements that you've been through in the past, but essentially you've got a clean slate every morning that you wake up. And so I want you to think of life as your own story, and you get to write that story at the beginning of each day. And so what's that story going to look like you for today? And that's our unique, that's unique to humanity. It's unique to us to be able to rewrite the way we think, the way we act, etc. And so I'm going to hand over to Karen now, because she has a lovely quote. And then we're going to talk about a few more things that have arisen from the show last week. So, Karen, you've got a wonderful quote that you wanted to remind people of today.
Yeah, and I love your story, Tony. And it's like you said, our story, we have a past story, and at any point, is not our future story, okay? It forms who we are, but it's not our future. And at any point, we can draw that line in the sand and say, because often we say, I can't do this because of my story.
That's right.
Because of how I was brought up, or, you know, my mother, my parents separated when I was a child, or whatever. And of course,
yes,
the truth is that we don't have to live that past story. We have the power. That's where our power is. And,
yes,
you know, the quote that I love is Henry Ford. And the quote says, I don't know if I'm quoting it exact word to word, but he says, if you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. And what I love about these great masters is that I learned this stuff years ago. You heard these sayings. These sayings and quotes are not new to any of us, right? However, we didn't really understand what they fully meant. So with Henry Ford, it was about him knowing that if he had that thought that he couldn't do something, he wouldn't be able to do it. He was right. And if he, on the contrary, when he discovered how to change transport from horses into actually the car, and the first car that he brought out was the Model T, and he thought that up in his head and he took it to fruition, he's the man that changed history with regard to our transport. Yeah. And you know, he did that, and we had the car. And I don't know if any of you know about engines and the way they're created, but the cylinders were straight up and down. The cylinders, in a combustion engine are what fire to make the car go, basically. You get fuel and, your spark plug sends off a spark and it burns the fuel. And he created this car that had straight cylinders, and then he came up with this idea where he thought he would be able to create a motor that was more efficient and more powerful. And he came
up with just a reminder, and just a reminder for our listeners, that what we're about to talk to you about started as an idea in someone's head. Go on, Karen.
Absolutely. And that's where everything starts. Everything is created twice. It is first a thought, and if we give it enough attention, focus and energy, and we take action, we'll bring it into this physical world. Everything.
So
he came up with this idea of this V8 engine, and he thought this would be great. And he went to his engineer and he said, I've got this idea of this amazing V8 engine. I want you to make it. And his engineer said to him, it won't work. Can't be done.
Yeah.
And you know what he said to him? It's told, the story is told, that he said to him, you can't make this. I will find an engineer. I will find myself an engineer who will. And I don't know whether that engineer made it or he found a new engineer, but we know the rest of the story, because
the V8
was so popular for so many years. So he did create it. And so that's the point. That's what he means, is that he knew he could. You know, I have so many of these beautiful quotes and stories about these great masters who said these things because they knew this stuff. They somehow knew it, either intrinsically or there was some other great master who was teaching them this. But they knew this stuff that we're teaching people now, that they don't still learn in university or business college or other traditional education facilities. So it's really, really exciting.
It is. It is. So Karen and I have been having a bit of a backwards forwards email this morning about a quote that we used last week.
Yeah.
And I was rather shocked because I'd always attributed this particular quote to Albert Einstein. And then someone challenged me on it. And I thought, oh, let me just have a look. So the quote is, I'll get Karen to reiterate what the quote is, and then we'll tell you a little bit about what that's brought up for us.
Yeah. So once again, it might not be word for word. When I looked it up too, I found a slightly different wording. Everything is energy. Yeah. That's all there is. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and it cannot help but be yours. This is not philosophy. It is physics.
And so we both love this quote. Like, it's very profound if you reflect and meditate on this quote. But the interesting thing was that I was challenged that Albert Einstein didn't actually say it. Mm-hmm. Now, bearing in mind that this is a really powerful quote and it's been used for educators, coaches, and inspirational and empowering people all over the world, I was rather shocked. And so I went on a little discovery to see the truth of it. And apparently a guy by the name of Dan Anker, A-N-K-E-R, coined the phrase. And somewhere along the line, the internet has grabbed this powerful phrase and attributed it to Albert Einstein, who I'm sure would have no issue whatsoever with being attributed to that particular phrase. But the point is that the power of the phrase, it doesn't really matter where it comes from. It's about the phrase itself and what it means. And so Albert Einstein did a lot of amazing quotes, and he had a lot of discussion about vibration and energy and physics. So it's actually not outside his realm to have done that quote, but it started an interesting conversation with Karen and I about perspective. So I'm going to just hand over to Karen, and after we've had a little bit of talk about perspective, we're going to then tap into intuition again.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So we actually last week, I think we covered perception as well, and we talked about how we actually talked about Einstein again, telling us with his relativity, law of relativity, your perception is based on your view of things. And I thought it was so interesting because, like you, we had a view that this quote was by Einstein, and we believed that to be true, right? Which is what happens with our view and our perception and our beliefs. Yes. For some reason, we form a belief. And we then think those beliefs are truth. And so I thought that was really interesting that both Tony and I had gone down that path for whatever reason, and however we'd escalated that information, and we'd formed this belief that it was Einstein, when in fact it seems to be this anchor person, what's his name, who did that quote.
So it's Dan Anker.
It's a really good
example.
Really good example how when you have a view about something and someone else has a different view, it's a really good idea to say, oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
Maybe my view.
And open your
could be, you know, a different, could be wrong, or maybe there might be, another view or another truth.
And the other lovely thing is that we could have a discussion about that without any angst. There was no, you know, it's just like, oh, okay, wow. And your perception is changed in an instant, which we both found fascinating. But right before we're coming on the show, we'd had this discussion. And so then Karen said, so let's keep talking on those wonderful faculties. And of course, the next one we want to talk about is intuition. And Karen has a lovely quote from Mahatma Gandhi, which I'm getting my words tied this morning.
Shall I go?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So you know, intuition, I think we covered that last week, so we're going to do a bit of a recap and I'm adding a bit to it.
Yes.
So Mahatma Gandhi, I hope this is the person who did this quote. But I'm told by my master coach, Mary Morrissey of the Life Mastery Institute, that Mahatma Gandhi reminds us with this quote, that the voice for truth speaks to every person on the planet every single day. And the voice, that voice is as loud as our willingness to listen.
Yeah.
And that's the important point, is that we get spoken to through our intuition, the truth. And we hear it or not, according to our willingness to listen. And as I talked about last week, our ability to actually hook into our intuition. So we want to quiet our minds and find the connection with this voice and get familiar with it. I talked about that too, like grow the muscle to get familiar with it.
Yes.
So that even in noisy places like supermarkets or, you know, train stations or wherever we are, we begin to feel and hear and know that not only not alone, but that it isn't even left to us to know the way, only to discern the next step from that inspired voice of truth, that which knows all there is to know and delivers to us our very next step if we're listening. So learn to listen, and that voice of truth will guide you on the most beneficial, most rewarding path for you.
That's amazing stuff, Karen. And so essentially what that is telling us is that we don't have to worry about the future. We don't have to know the way forward to the end point. If we just take it step by step, those steps will be revealed to us. Yeah?
Yeah. Our intuition is that is what we call it, our second gift. And it's like our internal guidance system for our lives.
Yeah.
It's one most important mental faculties, because it speaks to us at a spiritual level. But as you probably know, the spiritual level requires us to hook into that, and through it we've got the ability to receive real inspired insight, because it's strongly connected to the realm of the infinite consciousness, the intelligence and awareness.
And Karen, you have to sometimes quiet your mind to hear that inner voice, don't you?
Absolutely.
You have to be able to practice quiet meditation, or the ability to be somewhere quieter to really tap into it. And as you get better at that, you will be able to tap into it any time that you need to, for instance, in a big, busy shopping centre.
Yeah, that's right. And we talked about also, like, when these things happen, you might have a feeling of deja vu, or like I did, I get movies that run in my head where I hear people are going to say, and then they say it.
Yes.
And it's like it's learning to listen to that. It's learning that when you get these little messages, voices, movies, whatever feelings, that's your intuition versus the witch in our head, you know? And so it's gut feeling and hunch as well, and knowing the difference between gut feeling or the hunch, and to follow that rather than the part of us that's trying to hold us back from becoming that bigger, better version of ourselves, which is the witch in our head with a B.
I love that explanation of yours, the witch with a B in your head, because I can just, every time you say it, I get that vision of a witch, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah,
it shouldn't ever be a bad thing, should it?
Yeah. Oh, well, the witch can be pretty bad. The witch isn't there. The witch with a B is not there to protect you. It doesn't say, you know, I'm here to kill your dream, but that's actually what that part of us wants to keep us from expanding and becoming the person we can become, because it's looking after our basic survival, which is to breathe and our hearts to beat. And, you know, it's the oldest part of our brain that's It's like the lizard part of our brain that is just there to keep us, as I say, the basic doing the basic functions, and it sees anything else as a threat.
Do you think that it is predominantly negative, or should we look at it as that protective brain?
I think it's predominantly the negative talk.
Yeah. Good. So the next thing we wanted to talk about today was imagination, which I love because I am very blessed to still have a huge, big imagination. And lots of adults lose their ability to be imaginative. And kids have it in bucket loads. And somewhere along that transition from childhood to adulthood, we can lose imagination. So it's important to talk about that today. So I'm going to hand over to Karen again to have a talk about imagination as one of our important mental faculties.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you say, we tend to lose it. We tend to actually get it taken sort of drummed out of us, actually. And you know, imagination, it is more important than, here's a quote from Einstein. He says, imagination is more, I hope it was from Einstein this time.
I've seen this one.
Yeah, imagination is more important than knowledge. For knowledge is limited to all we know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand.
Yeah.
And there's another quote by Napoleon Hill, another one of the great masters, who says, imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivable, powerful force the world has ever known.
Yeah.
And the
Which
Dalai Lama.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. This is true. Mm. And the Dalai Lama said, today, as you're looking at things, keep the long view. We have a situation and circumstance, and we all have tools for success that we have been given from birth, like our imagination. Yet notice how most of us use our imagination to terrorize ourselves. We imagine, what if the worst happens? How many of us think about that all the time when we have a stress or a challenge? You know, we think about, what if the worst happens? And we actually terrorize ourselves from our imagination when it hasn't even, and we get real physical reaction often when nothing has happened in reality yet, which is interesting. It shows you how powerful our minds and these mental faculties are. And your imagination is possibly the most potent faculty, mental faculty, that you possess, because without the gift, nothing is possible. With it, anything is possible. Remember, we said everything starts from a thought, which is created by our imagination, and our imagination creates that picture of whatever it is we're thinking about and imagining. And most people completely underestimate the power of our imagination to transform their life. That's why I offer this hour strategy session, because it's a process that uses your imagination. I help you to hook back into it. Like you said, Tony, you're good at it still. A lot of people can't. A lot of people, when I say, what would you be doing if you were living a life that you loved? Many people say, I don't know. I don't know what I love. I can't think about that, you know? So I help you to discover how to understand and harness your imagination in ways that will always serve your highest goals and desires.
Yeah.
By learning about this and in that strategy session, which I'm offering as a gift to all of your listeners, Tony.
Wow.
We can do that.
Had some of our listeners We've had some of our listeners take up Karen's offer for a strategy session, and I'm telling you, what Karen can pack into 60 minutes, you will not believe. It's a powerful step in the right direction. If you're struggling with anything in life, and that's not just in business, it's life in general, isn't it, Karen? Because you coach anyone going through anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have way which will help them cope better with whatever it is that they're dealing with.
Yeah, and I just had a lovely compliment on Nick Cree's meeting actually the other day, his Q&A.
Yeah.
Where I'd given one of his people I'd met through his meetup a strategy session. She's a beautiful artist. And yes. She said, I had the strategy session with Karen and she said it was so good. And her descriptive words were beautiful. She said, I went from being like a tangled ball of wool to having real clarity about what I want to do and where my life is going to be in 3 years' time.
Yeah, yeah. Which is amazing that you can, and we all have that power in our brain, don't we, Karen? We all have the capacity to change the way we think, use our mental faculties and get back on track. We all have that capacity. This is not unusual. This is not incredibly difficult. It is available to any person across the planet to be able to do this and move forward in their life.
Yeah, and it's not woo-woo stuff. I mean, this is how everything actually happens. This is how it works. Every single thing that you can see has been created twice. Everything that you can see, the same applies to the results and our lifestyle and everything in our lives. And your only limitation within reason lies in your development and use of actually your imagination. So let me tell you the two types, if that's okay, Tony, if we've got time. There are two types
of imagination.
Good. There's two types. We call it two types. There's our synthetic imagination and there's our creative imagination. And there's a difference between the two. Our synthetic imagination applies to changing already existing concepts and ideas, while our creative imagination utilizes our genius to create new concepts and ideas. So the synthetic imagination is your ability to arrange old concepts, ideas, or plans into new combinations. And your creative imagination is your ability to receive new thoughts, ideas, and insights from the infinite intelligence that have never been perceived before. So our creative imagination is what change makers have used. People who have changed the world, created things that didn't. It's the thing we use to create things that don't already exist. And we often think are impossible if we don't try to use this process to create something. So they're things that are brand new and they have never been done before.
So that's kind of like, think about some of the newer innovations across the world. And in particular, I'm thinking of the recent invention out of Japan, the little hovering car invention. That started from someone's imagination as an idea, and now it's reality. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Amazing, from their creative imagination. So like you say, the internet, the iPhone, all the car, the airplane, all of those things where they didn't exist before are from those people's creative imagination. So,
which is pretty powerful stuff.
And that car, I love it. And, you know, they've already, as you say, it already exists. They already have an Uber drone in Singapore, I believe.
I know.
Those things will be reality very, very soon in this country.
Which is incredibly exciting because I've been waiting for a Jetsons car since I was little.
Oh, how gorgeous. Yeah,
I can
so.
just imagine having it parked, in the carport, and instead of taking, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to get to the beach, it would take 5 minutes. Like, how exciting is that? Could zip
Wow.
down to the airport in 10 minutes. Like, I just, that thrills me. I have no, and people will often say to you, but don't you worry about crashing. That's that, which with the B, negativity. Like, yeah, no, like, yeah,
Exactly.
no.
I'll deal with that, like we
Yeah,
exactly. That'll be
I know.
it. Yeah, exactly. And that's like now I really want to point out what you just did then, Tony,
Yes.
is that you said people will say, aren't you worried about this or that? That is exactly how we have, as in society, been brought up to process,
Yes.
is that you think
Yes.
of something and then that part of your brain or someone else says something
Yep.
that is negative towards it. And often it's enough to then make us doubt what we were going to do,
Oh,
right?
I'm not going to buy that little electric car because this might happen. Well, no, you don't know that anything's going to happen. And what do you lose by listening to that negativity? Is it really going to stop you crashing your little rocket car? No, it's not. Yes, there will be crashes. Yes, I'm sure that some people will misuse it. But that's not for you to deal with in that moment. Yeah?
Yeah, and I mean it's just the negative thought that stops some people from taking that forward step, which I mean, yeah, there are crashes with the cars we have now too.
Yeah.
So what's like exactly, it's important to notice. The important thing is to notice
Yes.
what thoughts we have, whether they are contractive or expansive, and whether they are serving our dream, our goals, our outcome, our desired outcome.
Yes.
And the question
Yes.
to ask all the time when we're building this picture of what our desired outcome, and that's what I said,
Yeah.
some people can't get in touch with it, is to ask the question, what would I love if I didn't
Yeah.
think it was possible? What would I love? What would I love in this area? What would I love in that area? And then the other question, two questions that are really powerful is, what do I want more of in this area of my life, this domain? What do I want less of? They give us access to the answers that create that picture of our dream life or lifestyle.
Karen, it reminds me of that little phrase, dare to dream. So, what could you create if you dared to dream? And I challenge people to sit down over the weekend with a piece of paper and create their ideal life. Draw it out, write it out, create your real the life that you would really love to have and see how wonderful it makes you feel. Now, as you're doing that, if you've never done that before, those words are kind of going to come up. Who do you think you are? What makes you think that you deserve that? What makes you think that you deserve that sort of love? What makes you think that's the negativity you've got to stomp on and say, because every human is deserving of love, happiness, and abundance. Every human being is deserving. And if that's the one thing you take out of the interview today is you are worthy and you are deserving. And it doesn't matter what's happened in your life before, you are worthy and you are deserving. So start dreaming that dream, start creating that future because you have the power to do that. And if you're struggling with any of that, of course, tap into Karen because she'll help you well on your way without any doubt. Yeah?
Yeah, and Tony, that's so true. And notice, like you said, those thoughts will come up, and other thoughts often come up too, like, oh,
Yes.
whenever I try this, that has happened, or I always, get going and then lose this, or I
Yes.
procrastinate, or whatever those kind of thoughts that come up are, three little words that are really, really super helpful.
Yep.
Up. until now. When you get those thoughts that say, oh, in the past I've done that and I've failed, or in the past I've tried that and this has happened, when you get those kind of thoughts, one of our teachings is up until now. You insert those words in, and now I'm writing a new story. Or now I've made a decision that I'm going to do this. Or now life is going to be, different.
Look like that. Yeah.
Three words are so powerful, because not only is our thinking, energetic, our words are as much, if not more.
Yes.
So those three little words, they really draw the line in the sand again.
There's a powerful connection between the words that we think, the words that we write down, and the action we put behind those words that we've written down. And usually it just takes a tiny step in that direction. So if you think of it, can you think of a tiny example of that, Karen, that relates to someone's dream, the writing down of that dream, and a small action step, to give an example to our listeners?
Okay. So let's say you ask, what would you love to create, first of all? And by the way, don't be limited by I don't know how. When you are doing this, the how will come up. Okay. Oh, but I don't know how to do that.
Of course you don't. How you don't have to.
Taken care of. It is, what would you love? So you might say, okay, I want to be able to take, I want to take a holiday, and go for a 3-week holiday with my children. This is like in one domain of your life. This year. So first of all, you've got to be really specific. You want to take a holiday. Yes. You want to go either, let's keep it in Australia at the moment. You want,
I was going to say, country. Where are we going to go, Karen? Let's
keep it in your country at the moment because of unforeseen circumstances. So we want to go within our state for a 3-week holiday with our family. So what we do then is we make the decision we're going to do it. So first of all, before you can bring anything into your life, you actually have to make that decision. You have to put the down payment, actually.
Yes.
So it means saying, yes, by hook or by crook, I'm going to take this 3-week holiday this year.
Yep.
The first most important thing is to decide what it is you would love and to make the decision you're going to make it happen. Because once you make that decision and you send that signal out to the universe, even though you might not know where the funds are going to come from at the moment, maybe you don't have the money, and that's an outside circumstance, and we're not limited by outside circumstances, okay? So even though you might not know where the money's going to come from, as soon as you make that clear decision and you start putting it out there, the ways will come up. The way to find the money, the way to have that holiday will start to come up, and you will be presented from the universe situations, circumstances, condition. It might be extra work. It might be, someone may gift you some money. The ways will come up for you to be able to take that holiday. Is that what you meant?
Yes, absolutely. So even the other thing to note is that that lizard brain will still say, will put obstacles in your way, won't it?
Yeah. And that's why when we do the vision statement work together, when I do them with people and I teach them how to do it, we actually put, oh, by the way, yeah, I'll finish this and then explain a bit more.
Yeah.
We actually do something. I say to people, okay, I want you to think really, really big. I want you to think about your dream life as if it, the most amazing, amazing life and results that you could possibly want, your absolute dream life, where you wake up in the morning and you're just like, everything's perfect, and you just have this big smile on your face and this beautiful, warm, fuzzy feeling, and you go, I love my life, right? So it's the big stuff, you don't know how. And then we do it 3 years out. Now, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen sooner, but that's why this lizard part of the brain gets put out of action. If you say I'm going to make $1 million in the next 6 months and you're not well on your way to doing that, the lizard part of your brain is going to come and say, don't be ridiculous. How do you think you're going to do that? You're not doing it now. There's not enough time and all these sorts of negative comments. However, when you think big and you plan and you put it 3 years out, and then you write it out and you include what I was going to say, the words, I'm so happy and grateful now that. So when you think about this holiday that you want, for example, you write it out, the date, as if it's already happened and that you're happy and grateful that it's happened. You write it out in the words, in the present tense.
Yep.
And this is all part of how to use these universal laws, this quantum physics and this energy to bring what it is, to make yourself a magnet and to be attracting what it is that you want. So yes, the part of our brain that does interfere with us moving forward, we can quiet it by one thing, noticing those thoughts and actually telling it, no, I'm doing this, right? I've made a decision, but also by putting it further out so that it doesn't come up with those same sort of comments about, well, it's impossible for you because, you know, you're nowhere near. So that's why we do it for 3 years.
Which is a powerful exercise. I've done that exercise with Karen, so I can vouch for the power of doing that as well. And it also sets up goals in your unconscious that lead you to ideas that you can bring into fruition.
It's so simple. And you know, most people, when I first talk to people about it, especially people who are aware of this kind of way of doing things, and they say, oh yeah, I've done it, I've already got my vision, I know where I'm going. But when I ask people to explain to me, to tell me what that is, I find that often they haven't done it to the level of detail and specificity and really delved deep down into what it is they would love, because those limitations have come in, or because they don't understand the law of specificity. And so it is a fantastic thing to do, even though you think you may have already done it.
I can only vouch for the journey that Karen took me on in developing my vision statement. And I know we've talked about this before, but I first did a vision statement back in 2008, maybe. And I had done little bits of vision since, but I hadn't done the big creative vision until I did it this year again with Karen. And again, it's a powerful thing to do, and I find it a fun exercise. I know I've spoken to other people when they've talked about creating their vision that they didn't see it as such a fun thing, but for me, it's very much a fun thing. So if you take away any limiting beliefs and just write about the things that you would love in your life, if you could do anything, have anything, and money was never an issue, and write it from that perspective in the future, and it's a wonderful exercise, and I encourage everyone to do it.
Yeah, and you're so right. Actually, Tony, on that matter, I'm going to start doing a webinar online, a pre-webinar, so that lots of people can come and I can guide them through it together. It probably won't. I was thinking about it today and I thought maybe it won't be quite the same as doing a one-to-one, and so it could be a starting point, and then I can carry on with those who want to on the one-to-one. What, like you say, what I find is that people who go through this process with me, and I love doing it with people too, is that at the end of it, I don't think I've had one person who's done a strategy session with me where at the end of it they haven't felt and been totally motivated and energized and in touch with that vision, and just felt so different. Because I always ask people, how do you feel now? And people say to me, I feel amazing. I feel like it's possible. Yes. I feel like No, it's a reality. And that's so exciting. And that is the important thing, because that's what the quote means. What I'm doing, this vision, this work, this vision statement that we do, is I'm showing people how to match the energy of the desired life, because that's what we do in this vision statement session, is we change people's energy from here to here. And that's how you get what you want. And so it's really important to know that you don't just write it out and put it away and forget about it. Like some people have seen it done on a vision board. You read it every day.
Every day.
Every day.
At least once a day. Yeah.
And you start becoming the person who you visualized in that life that you've envisioned. You start driving your car as if you're that person. You start making dinner as if you're that person. You start going to the supermarket and imagining that you're that person in whatever supermarket you've imagined you're going to be, or whatever country or whatever part of the world. You start becoming the person, which is which is really important.
I'm conscious of time, and I know we wanted to talk about memory. So let's see if we can get through memory before we run out of time.
I think we will. It's not too long. So, you know, it's very common to hear the saying, I don't have a good memory. And we often think we don't. But when we say this, we're speaking from a different place. We're speaking from a place of our conscious memory from the past, which is, it's only one use of the term that we call our memory. And, you know, during a relaxation process or a hypnotic state, we can all recall the colour of the room we were born in or the first words that were spoken. And it's recorded perfectly in our unconscious mind. People don't understand.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And the other type of memory is that it allows us to tap into and memorize our future state. So it ties in with this vision, okay? And your vision that has a frequency to it, you're the man or woman who's living that vision. Your vision and the frequency to it is brought into existence by you being in harmony with that frequency, like I said. So the good news is that you don't have to do it perfectly, but you have to self-correct over and over, just like I talked about the rocket. When we send a rocket to the moon, it's 99% or an aircraft on a navigation path, it's 99% off track, but it goes off track, but it's adjusted frequently and quickly by the automatic pilot. As it goes off, it comes back on because of other factors. We have to keep bringing it back on to the track that it's meant to be going along. It's what we do with our own frequencies. They keep going off track, but we want to keep bringing it back to that frequency, which is why we want to think about it, act as if we're living that life, read that vision as often as we can. So the thing about our memories, like I was saying, is, you know, and I referred to that briefly last week, was that in Alice in Wonderland, the Queen of Hearts said, tell me what you did tomorrow. And Alice looked at her and was like, tell me what I did tomorrow. And her reply was, it's a very poor imagination that only works in one direction.
Yes.
A very poor memory that only works in one direction. So we can create that future, and we can create that memory and that feeling that goes with that future, and have a memory of it. And use our memory both like in the past and in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to memorize the feelings and the emotions.
Yes.
So that helps us to get into that energy, to match that energetic vibration.
Yeah. So it's the memory of the feeling that's associated with something wonderful. Is that's what we're trying to capture in the vibration, isn't it?
Correct. And we can do that in a number of ways, you know, like we, one way is to, like I said, I bring people to that feeling, that emotion, that reality of the life they would love when I do their vision statement yes. within the strategy session. There are other ways of doing it. I think I maybe mentioned before, a time when you were your most happiest. You think of a time when you were just absolutely in love with whatever was going on in your life. And I often think yes. about my babies were little. I loved being a mum of little babies. I had twins, so I'm talking in plural. And yes. I was on a high. I was very lucky. I got a hormonal high. And so when I want to change my energy, sometimes I think about that and I smile and I think about my beautiful little girls, you know, and it changes my energy. So it's that yeah. it's practicing to memorize that feeling and that emotion for something that makes yes. you feel great and changes your vibration.
And it can be something really simple. I remember talking to someone about a childhood memory of eating hot bread straight from the bakery and how that engendered in them a euphoric feeling. So it's just about capturing those moments, and they are probably just moments, but remembering that feeling that's associated with that moment. And when you're needing to bring your vibration up, that's the moment that you think of, and it'll bring you straight back up, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. So it's definitely about memorizing being the person in that life
yes.
that you would love yes. and yes. practicing to live from that frequency.
Yeah.
Become yep. practice.
And you do need to practice it, don't you, Karen? Like, you do need to put conscious effort to doing that, because it's very easy to drop back down into negativity and listening to what other people say that might not be good for you. So I know this for a fact, because it's something that I've had to work on again and again and again. Being that I have that background of anxiety and depression, but it rarely impacts my life now, because I've learnt about the power of changing your focus and changing your vibration to remember moments of happiness and wonderfulness and joy and gratitude. All of those things will bring your vibration up and bring you out of the doldrums, essentially, because the two can't exist together in one space, can they, Karen?
That's correct. That's so correct. And it's like you say, as you learn to put your attention on your intention and yes. practice over and over, you're experiencing the life by memorizing the frequencies. Acknowledge, yes. gratitude, respect, and looking for the good yes. in everything. So I know that you've been through some terrible things, Tony, and yet in some way, somewhere, there'll be some good in it. And for every situation yes, yes. that we are given, every lesson that we learn, you know, it's about our response or our reaction. And if we decide to look for the good in whatever it is,
we'll find it.
We'll find something that we can say is, you know, has been a benefit. And so if you have an unconscious fear or even a conscious fear, what if I yeah. fail? You know, you yes. are using the same power.
What if you don't?
Exactly. That's switch the question. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got a powerhouse, and most of us use that powerhouse for the negative. You know, what if I fail? What if yes. this happens? Like we said, we terrorize ourselves. However,
we do
use that same powerhouse to match the frequency of what we would love, then
yes,
memorize that, then we can bring about whatever it is we want. We can achieve anything. We're like all those great masters.
Yeah.
Any one of us can be a great master, like those people.
Absolutely.
Have the capacity.
Absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes, again, I just don't ever underestimate the power of tiny steps in the right direction. And I, from a personal experience, I remember being in such a deep, dark, black place. And for me, one of the things that I finally was able to do was to convince myself that all I needed to do for the next minute was breathe in and breathe out. And you know, the 98% of the time I was in that deep, dark, black, horrible place. I started at 2% of the time focusing, all I have to do is breathe in, breathe out. And gradually, 2%, 8%, 16%, 32%, and on it goes. You don't have to make big steps and you don't have to make big changes. The little changes will start you on the path, and that's all you've got to do. That's all you've got to do. And I know, because I've been there and I've done it. And I know the stuff that Karen's talking about has the power to change your life. So if ever there's a time in your life that you want to take advantage of Karen's free 60-minute strategy session, please do so. And if you're wondering where to go, jump onto RadioTony.com, look under my guests and my co-host, you'll find Karen and the links to jump on and connect with her. Karen's also on LinkedIn, Facebook as well, Instagram, yes?
Yes, I am.
So Karen Clark on all of those social media, and you can connect with her there. Just say, I heard you on Radio Tony. I want my free strategy session, and she would love to do that for you. This stuff lights her up and makes her world rock. Yeah. And on that note, Karen, we have completely run out of time yet again. So when you listen and watch it live streaming on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, you've been listening to the glorious Karen Clark here on Radio Tony. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and we will be back next week for another powerful session with Karen Clark. So over to you, TJ, and bye, everyone. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Karen. Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.